This is Morning Edition on KUOW. I'm Emily Fox. And I'm joined now by Congresswoman Susan DelBene. She represents much of Western Washington that's north of I-90. And she's here to give us a local perspective on last night's State of the Union address. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Trump talked a lot about immigration last night. He laid out the latest immigration package that's in Congress right now. It includes a path to citizenship for Dreamers and an end to the visa lottery. What could these changes mean for Washington State?
Well, immigration is a critically important issue in our state, throughout our region. I think I've heard consistent feedback, even from folks with politically diverse views, that we need comprehensive immigration reform, from farmers, from business community, from faith-based leaders and law enforcement. Folks across our region realize how important it is that we have comprehensive immigration reform. I think we've had bipartisan efforts here in Congress, both in the Senate and the House. Very recently, we have bills that are out today. And I think it's very important that the president engages on this issue. He's kind of prevented these bipartisan efforts from moving forward. So I'm concerned about this because this is critically important for Dreamers, but also that we have a long-term solution. And I think he used strong rhetoric last night that was not about unity, but was still divisive on immigration. And so I'm very concerned that he did not help move us forward.
He talked a lot about gangs and violence. But what are your thoughts on the current package in Congress right now in terms of immigration? Are you happy with what's happening, or would you like some changes?
Well, there's a bipartisan bill in the House to help Dreamers that has bipartisan support, my support as well. These are pieces of legislation like this that we could put on the floor right away and I think would pass, but leadership has not allowed them to move.
President Trump said last night that he's committed to fight the opioid epidemic in our country, and this is also an issue in Washington State. But the Trump administration hasn't allocated any additional money to fight this. What do you think the federal government can do to help fight opioids and addiction here in Washington?
Well, this is a crisis, but as you mentioned, the president, he has not put resources toward this, and he still has not put resources and in place to help support great programs that are taking place, even programs in our region like law enforcement assisted diversion that has been a successful program. You know, the thing that he didn't mention at all last night was the budget crisis that we have, and we're not going to be able to fund programs like this if we only have a budget that goes through February 8th, which is where we're at today. And I think this is an area where he needs to provide leadership. He didn't provide leadership. All of the programs he talked about, the opioid crisis or infrastructure, important programs that we need to support, but it's going to take money to do that. And we have a government that's only operating a few weeks at a time right now.
Some of your fellow Democrats boycotted last night's State of the Union address, including Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal and even Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Why did you feel it was important to attend last night's address?
I wanted to be there. I wanted to make sure that people knew the diversity that we have in Congress. I want the president to know that he has to work with all of us.
Briefly, how would you describe the State of the Union right now?
Well, I think we're very divided. I think that we have a lack of leadership in the White House, a lot of concerns with ethics in the White House right now, too, and a lot of concerns about what's happening with respect to the Russia investigation, and none of that was discussed last night either. But the fact that he did not talk about the fact that we have a budget that only goes until next week, and we have been in this fiscal year since October 1st, and we have only been operating a month or two at a time, is irresponsible.
I've been speaking with Congresswoman Susan DelBene of Washington State's 1st District. Thank you so much.
Thank you.